Now let's talk about reports. There are three main reports that should be reviewed by the branch by going to your main menu and selecting Reports. The Onboarding Data Report lists all the information you'll need to complete your employee's record in CM. It lists their name, completed date, tax information, direct deposit, and W-2 information. The location and a date range should be selected. The date range should be one day and printed daily to complete all records of associates on the same day. The expiring work authorization report should be reviewed on a weekly basis, depending on your market. It's a simple PDF report that lists name, partial Social Security number, work until date, and days to expire. Enter the work until date in CM record by going to the Additional Information Payroll tab in the CM record and filling in the work authorization fields. Important: by running this report and notifying your employee ahead of time, you can avoid any possible assignment issues. CM will automatically end an employee's assignment if their work authorization is expired, and you will then need to let the employee know not to return to the assignment until this is resolved. You can avoid this by communicating with your employee ahead of time so they can follow through with the appropriate organizations to get their updated documents, and you'll be able to update their records prior to the expiration date rather than after. The last report to discuss is the E-Verify Summary Report. The E-Verify Summary Report should be reviewed on a weekly basis. This report is a simple PDF report that lists a breakdown of E-Verify transactions by office. This report will help you identify the E-Verify cases that require your action to resolve them.